session today, we want to speak about Midah Kinah, which is something we haven't spoken about in a long time, but Maisah, something which is very deep, very shoshi in every person, and something which if you don't work on, causes a lot of damage. So we want to try to work out together the Midah of Kinah. Where do we have it in this week's parsha? As there's a famous mission of Kina Vakovi Vataiva Mitsianessa Adam Min Hafayim. And the dogma that Chazal chose to show this was by Korach. As Rashi in the beginning of the parsha brings that what caused Korach to go into this machlokes? Because he saw Elitzafan was made into a Nasi. And he said that, look, Moshe Rabbeinu is a melech, Aaron is the Kohen Gadol, and now he's making a different member of his family into a Nasi, and that's what caused him to go ahead and make the Machlekes, because he was miskaneh on the Nesias of Elitzafan. As over here, very interestingly, this is a very important point. He had a taiva for kavod, and because he had a taiva for kavod, when someone got kavod that he thought that should be coming to him, he had kina, and that caused him to go ahead and do what he did. Sometimes the mayne of kina is the taiva of kavod. However, the last Aseres HaDibros tells us there's other minias, other things that can cause kina too. The Sachmoid is based Re'echa. Sometimes seeing someone that's very Matzliach and does very well in business to be a big usher, that could cause us to have Kina. The Sachmoid Eishes Re'echa. Many problems in Shalom Bayis are caused because sometimes we look at other houses, other wives, and it causes us all of a sudden not to be happy with what we have. As the need of kina goes in many different areas, and that's why the mashkichim are very into telling people that when you get married, you shouldn't have married couples over, you shouldn't eat with married couples, because human nature is they're always comparing, they're always looking at others. Besides the problems of sneas that are involved also, but just the problem of comparing lives, comparing what's going on. When they built behind Beis Yeshaya, they built this apartment complex. There was a question, when Nassim Tzvi was the Rosh Yeshiva at that point, and it was a question the Mir would buy it to get for Yom the light. And they guessed around, and they think it's a good idea to buy an area for Yom the light, just like they have in Lakewood, these parts which are just for Yom the light. And Basha said a very powerful point. He said, if you're going to put all the younger light in all the same area, it's not going to be good. If everyone's in the same kind of a lifestyle, some people have more and some people have less, it's going to cause a lot of jealousy. It's much better when you live. Some people are older, some people are younger, some people are this kind, some people are that kind. The jealousy, the competition is much, much less. The kina is much, much less. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the derech klal mazmin it, and there's a good reason for it. Because everyone's not looking over the other one to see what the other one has. As these are challenges, the challenges of kina come up all across life. In whatever you're going to do, if you're going to be in Torah, if you're an Avreit, if you look at other operations, if you're a Magid Shir, you look at other Magid Shir, and you're in business, as the Gemara says, that there isn't a businessman that isn't Makana in his competition. The Gemara says, even Zainas are Makana, Echad Es Hasheni. Whatever you do in life, there's going to be kinnets. It's a challenge we're going to have in life. As it's one of those things that all of us have this challenge, and if we're not going to focus in on it and work on it and try to be mistaber, we're not going to realize it's going to affect us in a lot of ways. How much does kina affect the way people live? But there's a very powerful pasuk in Kehelet, Perik Dalit, Pasuk Dalit. Shloima HaMelech, L'chofo Magodon Mikol Odom. Now, just one little bit of Agadomah, the Elon could let me. Shloima HaMelech gets up and says, Hakol Hevel, Hevel Avolim. Everyone says, yeah, the ganze Welt is Hevel. Einoi Muvadoi, Hakol Hevel Avolim. Trust me. Everyone in the world thinks the world is not heaven. Just look at everyone. You have to be a Chokham HaGodol Mikol Adam to really, really, really get the point. You know, it's not like we say, Akol Hevel, Yizdoch Akol, Hevel Avolim, Noim Nom Vaka. We'll sing it 100 times. We're not going to get the point. Shloima HaMelech came to it Be'emes. Hakol Hevel Avolim, only because he was the Chacham Hakadosh Mikol Adam, and he worked on himself la'afli to get there. It's very important. When Shlomo HaMelech says something, everything now became very chitzoni. We're very into the statements, this, like these expressions that are powerful. Yeah. It was a deep expression of life. After many years of studying life, he came to that. As he made another observation about life. And this is also a very deep observation that you have to be a huge chacham to come to. What did he say? Ra'isi is called Amal, that's called Kishran Amaisa. I see everything that goes on in the world, from America to China, from all the Balabatim in Lakewood, in the five towns. What is everything going on in the world? Everyone's working hard for one reason. Ki kinestish mirei gamze hevel v'ros ruach, and it's tussim v'avol. Yeah, everything is kina because social pressure. What are you doing for this summer? I have a lot of pressure because I heard what my neighbor's doing for this summer, so that puts pressure on me. What is your family doing for the summer? What kind of a car do you have? Where do you live? B'chule, all these social pressures. What is social pressure in English in one word? Kina! That's all it is. I don't want to be less than the other person. It runs our lives to a total extent which is unbelievable. Piakol kinis ish meren. We can't be lower than someone else. At Heichan Advar Medim, they did a Goyish report in America. Only Goyim could do such a thing. They went to a person and they said, we're willing to give you a big amount of money, but only if we give to your neighbor twice as much. Your other option is we'll give you half the amount. Okay? As they went over to a bunch of Goyim and they asked them, and they said, what would you do? Astounding Roiv said they'll take half the money. You look at it, you think about it for 2 seconds. I gained twice as much money. What do I care that my friend has, that my neighbor's is going to have twice as much? That's human nature. I'm going to have half of my chaver, I can't function. I'm not going to be able to live. He's going to have twice as much. I'm willing to get half as much money as long as he doesn't have twice as much as me. Yeah. That's kina. And Grado, the Mesillas Yesharim and Perek Yud Aleph says, the easiest way to work on kina is to realize it is actually one of the most silliest, stupidest feelings that there are. Certain feelings that you can chop in and have some seichel to it. Kina, because he has, you don't have. That's the way we feel deep inside. Yen and his matzliah, and I don't have. Ooh, mamish tears me in leaven. He took it away from me. Yen is the best bacher, and I'm not. Really, I'm such a good guy. Everyone should know me. Why doesn't everyone give me the covet? I worked so hard. Why does that guy get the covet and not me? He's really taking away from you? It starts off in little things like who's the best butler when you're younger, and then when you get older, it moves on in a lot of different areas if you don't work on it. But if you think about it, the Mesillas Yesharim and Perek Yud Aleph says, it's such a tayus, it's such a hirus. And this is one of the reasons the problem with kiddah is, not only does it create our shifas in life, you don't realize how much, but also the problem with kiddah is it steals away our happiness. You know how happy people would be if they wouldn't have kiddah? The Lashon and the Mesil Sishar are very interesting. I'd be able to eat simple food and I'd be happy. I'd be able to wear simple bgadim and I'd be happy. I'd be able to live in a simple house and be happy. Why aren't I happy? Why do I need all the new things, all the new gadgets, all the name brands, all the different things? Why? It's bayer inside of me. I can't be less. I can't see myself that I'm less than someone else. It steals the happiness away from people. And someone had said a story in a certain neighborhood that there was someone that built this beautiful house. It was the nicest house in the neighborhood. He was known to have the nicest house in the neighborhood. Finally, it came someone else into the city and he built a nicer house, as this guy had to move out of the neighborhood. Now, if we would have had this guy's second nicest house, we would have been very happy. I'm telling you, what was in that house? Whoa. But someone else had a nicer house. He sold this house. He had to move out of the neighborhood. He Pasha couldn't enjoy living. Kina is roikiv at summers. It Pasha kills people. There are people that can't sleep at night, can't live by day because they're looking at someone else and someone else is more mutzlah. It steals away the simchas achayim so much. People are getting destroyed inside from watching so many other people be more mutzlah, have more than them, do better things than them. It really destroys inside. As kina is something we don't realize, it really affects us in a tremendous way. It steals our simchas achayim. It gives us shifa. As that's for the wrong things, and that's what we say. Akina ataiva ba'kovid moitzias ha'adam me'aylamai, from his real world. He can have a world malikayim. He can have a world with a great wife. But if he sees someone else and that wife looks nicer, prettier, more v'chule, his marriage is down the drain. He comes home, all of a sudden he's upset at his wife and he doesn't know why. There's a story of a person that was in a bungalow colony in America, and her husband, the way it works by many bungalow colonies is the husband works the whole week and he comes for Shabbos. So there are two people that live next to each other, as it happens in many bungalow colonies, and they were very good friends. And she noticed that when the husband came back, every week he brought her fresh flowers, one husband. And the other one, her husband, didn't bring her fresh flowers. As every week, the husband comes home once a week, he comes home, his wife is in a grumpy mood. He doesn't know what hit him. This happens to many husbands. They come home, the wife's in a lousy mood, he can't figure out for the life of him, like, what did he do wrong? He got home, he's excited to see his wife, because every week she saw through the window her friend had fresh flowers and she didn't have fresh flowers. As this went on for 2 months in the summer, finally, and this guy had the worst summer in his life, and she did too. Finally, they were packing up to go home, and she walks into her friend's house. Finally, she walked in, and she sees those beautiful flowers that she was jealous of that ruined her marriage for 2 months, and she walks over, and she touches them, and she says, "Are these real?" And she says, "No." "Oh, I thought your husband brought you flowers every week." She said, "No, we know that our husbands work and they don't have time to buy flowers. They have to run home right after they work. As in the beginning of the summer, I went to a store in Flatbush, and they sell these flowers that look like new, like real flowers. because I bought it for myself, because I said, why should I have Agmas Nefesh that my husband's not buying me flowers the whole year again? I'll just get myself nice flowers, and every Erev Shabbos I put it out, and I'm happy. As the second lady, she went through the floor, and rightfully so, she should. A whole 2 months, she had a miserable Shalom Bayis, her husband is like fuming at her. Why? Because her friend, her husband, really loves her. He buys her flowers. And as busy as he is, he makes out time to go. And meanwhile, she just went ahead and she bought herself fake flowers before the summer. As there's so many people that are living in such fantasy land. By Pliny, it's so good. By Pliny, everything is great. I'm so jealous of him. And they don't realize it's all Halimus, it's all Yetzahara, it's all working on you. As Korach, rather, was a Chosh of a Yid, see, even Chosh of a Yid have to work on it. It's something, even if you're a Rosh Yeshiva, the Yenna has a bigger yeshiva, Yenna is more chashiv, Yenna is more popular, Yenna people like him better. It's an avodah of a lifetime, whatever you're going to be. It's something which is mamish, an avodah of a lifetime. Okay. But how do you work on it? This Kodim Kol, it's not something, by the way, you know, I press a button, I hear the shmooze on in Yanni Kina, Zell, for the rest of my life, I'm not having Kina. It doesn't work that way. It's something which is an avodah of a lifetime. Something you have to keep on working on. It's no simple solution. But, Zot the Chedushi Arim, in this week's Parsha of Gafal the Yisrael, and this Yisrael is Shavim Lil Yana. Zot the Chedushi Arim, the same way you see, you could have a person that for many years everything was good. Kairach was a tzaddik. He was, he carried the Arim. He was mamish a choshev a yid, and one kina, Elitzofen became the nasi. Oy, that's it. As one kina was moiti oisay min ha'olam, as the Chedushei Arim says, mida toiva meruva alachas kama v'kama. If a person works on his midas and he works on not having kina, you know how much it builds him, and how much brighter he's making his future. And how he's going to change his whole Malus HaChayim for the whole future. As the Chedushei Arim is like our God, though, to give us the Gafal de Gechizim. It's something we can work on, we can make a difference, we can improve, we can change our lives, we can enhance our lives. As how do we work on Kin? As the Mesilas Yesharim has a way, and the Gronim has a way. The Mesilas Yesharim's way is to realize that plainly having has nothing to do with you. Everything you have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What plainly has doesn't take away from you. Everyone has their kohen in life. And the same way we look at Korach, he said, why did you make Aaron the Kohen Gadol? This is becoming a family business. It's like sometimes you have family businesses. And some people in the family are Makana, their brother, that the father made him in charge. And he took over the business. And it sometimes happens in yeshivas too. Some Rosh Yeshivas take their children, their son-in-laws, take for themselves, and everyone's Makana them. The family business, if someone stops giving a share and it's too big, they close down the share because they don't want competition. Hakol Nishamayim. It's not plain. He can't do a thing. Everyone gets what they're supposed to get. V'akol mishamayim. If you think it's plainy, kina. If you think it's plainy that's running the world, it's kina. But as soon as you realize it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's running the world, it's not certain names of different families that run the world, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that runs the world, it's different. It's a whole different world. As the Shail is, who's the Baal Dover? Who are you invested against? Who's up against you? It's Pliny? Or it's Hashem? As that's number one. They say, oh, the Goyish and Mashal, but it does have a good point. There were pirates that went on a ship. and in they took over a ship, and in the cockpit was the guy who's in charge of the ship and the guy who's driving the ship. And the one in the cockpit, they were having this huge fight. The one who was in charge of the ship, he wanted to take a trip to a small island that they were passing. He says, it's Mamish Gishmak there, we're going to have a great time, we'll go swimming, we'll get good food, we'll have a great time there. And the one who was running the ship, the one who was steering the ship, was fighting with him. No, we were paid, we have to go. And the pirates are sitting out there and they're watching this fight. And they almost are coming to like fist fights, they're screaming at each other, they're cuffing at all. All of a sudden the pirates come in and they take over the cabinet, they lock the bait, they tie the boat up, and all of a sudden these guys were about to kill each other over the fight. All of a sudden they're quiet and they're not fighting. Why? Because they realize when they're running the ship, we have fights, how we run the ship, where we go. But it came to the point, you're not running the ship. Someone else took over. As all the fights and all the earth, and I'm in charge here, and how could you tell me what to do in Bechule? Everything goes down. You excuse the marshal, but it's a little bit true in Shalom Bayis too. A lot of the fights between husband and wife is, I'm in charge, I'm in charge, I'm more in charge, you're pleasant. Hashem runs the show. Either you are in charge. Helps with a lot of things. Oh. But anyway, but that's one point, to realize everything comes from Hashem. But there's and also when it comes to kibbutz, it realized there's nothing to do about it. This one family that all the brothers came in the mir. One of the brothers is one of the huge supporters of the mir. Now, if you would ask, when he came to the mir, was he the smartest of the brothers? No. Was he the most mutzlif of the brothers? No. If you would ask, was he in the top share in the mir? No. Doesn't make a difference who shares. It really doesn't make a difference at this time. If you were to ask, if you were looking then, do you think he's going to be the Spitz Mutzlach out of this family? You would say never in 100 years. Now, he became one of the big supporters of the Mir. Now, first of all, you'd say the one who's sitting and learning, he's more of a Mutzlach. Emes. Real Emes. Okay. But let's say the other brothers that aren't sitting there. If you compare them to him, they were smarter, they were better, they were more sincere, they were more. This guy always was a chevraman, he always got in trouble, and Bechule. They're going out of their kalim. This is my brother, the one who always caused trouble, and now he's wow, Mutzlach, and we're not. I call him Shalom. It has nothing to do with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his cheshbonos. He has his way in life, you have your way in life. Very important. And number two, and this is also very important, Kol Man Da'avid Rahman Elitam Avid. This is what's good for you. If you would be in his situation, it would not be good for you. What do you mean? If I would have money, it wouldn't be good for me? Why not? That's ridiculous. If I would have a wife like his, it wouldn't be good for me? Why not? It looks to me like I would be very happy. If I would live in a house like his, if I would be as mutzlich as him, how can you say that? It doesn't make sense to me. But that's the second oinik in life, that we have to talk to ourselves and work on ourselves. Kol man da'avid rachman on the top of it. Everyone has the goal in life. Koyrich said, if I would be Kohen Gadol, it would be great. Look at me. I went against Moshe Rabbeinu. In one night, I had the Kol Kragus on my side. The first successful politician in the world was Koyrich. And who did he win? He won the Bechiris against Moshe Rabbeinu. He was spit, he was great, he was unbelievable, such a good money. And he got the whole Klal Yisrael on his side. He was multi-talented, this guy. A real chevraman, very charismatic, very... Oh, If I would be Kohen Gadol, I would turn it into a real position. It would be great. But Hashem knows everyone has their tafkid in life. Everyone has their specialness, and this is not your tafkid. There's gulais ba'olam. If everyone would stay where they're supposed to be, they would be good. When we start copying and trying to be what we're not, we shouldn't kinna, that's the worst. There was a shah that ran after a bird, and the bird flew away. The shah decided, wow, that's like an amazing thing. This is the marshal of the Sadhguru Shambhura. Not a great shah. As the Shah said, wow, that's a great defense system. When someone's trying to get you, you fly away. As there was a lion running after the Shah. And the Shah said, okay, I'm going to do what the bird does. He ran to a cliff, and he jumped and started to wave his things. And why? Because when a Shah tries to be a bird, he turns into the Vela. But what does a smart star say? A smart star says, I have a Karen on my head. As instead of trying to fly, let me take the Karen on my head and start fighting. I have my specialness. I have my good things. Okay, so I can't fly. I have other ways of doing things. There's so many people in life. They're pushing, trying to fly. Fly so high. They're trying to fly the Ashirim, fly be this, fly be that, fly be from, fly be this, fly be that. And Paul, it's not you. Stop trying to be someone else. Hashem gave you with your kliyus, with your specialness, that you could shine, you could grow. The Yetzirah is always trying to be, if you would be like him, if you would do this. There's so many people, it's amazing. They try to copy this idea, that idea. They copy that idea, this idea. Just be yourself. Do what you're supposed to be doing. Stop copying everyone else in the world. You'll be happier, you'll be matzliach, because when you try to be something else, you're not going to be, it's not going to work. And that's the famous Musar that was given to the Nathalie Amsterdam when he asked if I would have the head of the Rekiva Eger and the lave of the Gustav Salant and the Goynes of the Shagas Aryeh, that would be an amazing person. And he was told, you have to have your head, your Kalim, your lave, your Maya, and that's what Hashem wants you. It's very, very important. Kina, something which if you don't work on is very damaging. Very dangerous. Now, there's one last angle and we're going to finish with this. The Goyim says, I read the Yechidish. The Vilna Goyim says that the reason for the Sinas Chinam that was Goyim, the Korban Beis HaMikdash, was Kina. Leistachoy is the last of the Dibros, which is Kormelis HaKol, and until we fix Leistachoy, we're not going to be zeicha to the gula. How do we work on sinestima? That's usually one of the ways of working on sinestima, being good to people, being positive in people. But over here, the Goyim is opening up a whole new angle. A lot of the sinna and the ben adam l'chaveroi is problems of kina, like we see by Korach. He was mekaneh. As what did he do? He went ahead and he made a Muhammad against Moshe Rabbeinu. He went a machlekes against Moshe Rabbeinu. What are you making a machlekes for? If you ask Korach, Kola am kulam k'doshim. We're all tzaddikim. We're all k'dayli adar. We're all tzaddikim. We're all chashim yidin. I'm doing this l'shem shamayim. But many times people don't know. In our days we say, I'm doing it for the idea. I'm standing up for the idea. I think this idea is a very important idea. I have to stand up for it. And many times we don't realize there's something in the subconscious that's pushing us very strongly. A skinna does not only affect a bin adam la makom, it affects a whole bin adam la makom. That's why many times we say late summit on people. Someone will tell you, oh, did you hear about this bachur? He's such a special bachur. And all of a sudden, something inside of you is pushing you. Him? Special? Or someone saying, oh, he's a chashuv person. He's so chashuv now. Him? Do you know what he did when he was a kid? Let me tell you the stories about him. Why always? Oh, Shem Shemayim, I want you to know how special he is. How much he came from. See, put Bubba Mises. Well, you can't sit and see someone's being machaved someone else. As Mamelo, you have to put the person down. There's so much Bein Adam L'Chaveiro which comes because it's so hard for us to hear. They're being machshiv someone. They're saying he's good. They're saying he's special. Shares us in leaven. Why? Because deep down inside we feel if he's special, we're not. Now if you're going to ask, do you feel it's because he's special and you're not? For sure not. I'm not like that. You don't know me. You don't know me. The only reason you're saying that is because you don't know who I am. So I just want to tell you, you don't know me. Every person is that way. Every person, when they hear someone else getting COVID, if they don't work on themselves, tells them in leaven. Unless you start working on yourself. That's the way we're all going to be. That's the way Hashem made us. It is time that we should work on. It's Bainin Bain Adam L'Chavim. Bainin Bain Adam L'Mokka. You can give him COVID. It's not going to take away from you. Not going to take away from you. That is going to bring the base of me that should be the going. This tikkun. And he says that's why the last of the Aseret Hadibros is Leitachmoid, and the first one is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, because I call Koli Batchola, I call Koli Batsoif, and Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is the tikkun of Leitachmoid. When you realize Anoichi Hashem, Yudke Vovke, Kulai Toy, Kulai Meitiv, is the one who's running the world, you won't come to Leis Achmat. As the tikkun of Kina is Emuna and Bitach. But very important, a lot of people say, but I have Emuna and Bitach, and I still have Kina. And that's what we started. Shloima HaMelech, it took him a lifetime to come to say Hevel Avodah. It's an avoida of day after day, time after time, of talking to yourself. When you see you're heading in a certain direction, to work on yourself. And slowly, slowly, like the Chidushei Arim says, we'll be able to be Iker, we'll be able to be Nis'ala, we'll be able to be this right. One of the most important skills is, what did Aaron say when this Machloket was? Aaron HaKohen. There's loads of people saying he doesn't deserve to be Kohen Gadol. They want his job. As what is Aaron telling them? Moshe is going, trying to make Shalom. What did Aaron say? Absolutely nothing. Nothing is recorded in the Torah from Aaron. Because Aaron is Vayidom Aaron. Karnishu is not making a Machlekes. He's not proving himself. He's not saying, I'm the greatest. But Hashem was Aymir Al-Tzib. And everyone that got up and went against him was buried very deep under the ground. Everyone that opened their mouth against him, the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up. Neither can they get me. People get away with it for a little bit of a while. But at the end, Hashem runs the world. And the people who get away with putting people down, it doesn't last forever. The B'Soif, the world's going to swallow them up. And the people who are quiet and don't make machlokes in, the B'Soif, they're under the doula of the power. Because that's the powerful message. Chaim, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, Bein Adam L'Makom, Eitz has had to work on Kina, and we see that Kina destroys. The one, it destroys a lot of people around you, but worst of all, it destroys yourself if you don't work on it. working on Kina builds Sinyasa, we should take the Parsha to heart, learn from the mistakes of Koylach, and as Hashem to work on ourselves, to appreciate what we have, the Koyches we have, our Kronos that we have, our Koyches that we have, to use them well, to be Mis'ale and Mis'roim and everyone, and as Hashem, you'll all grow wings too one day. You'll all fly very high if you keep up the way you're supposed to.